52DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. President Biden met with Poland's president in Warsaw during his trip marking 1 year since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President Biden reiterated the importance of this alliance as the conflict moves into its second year.
There's a lot of challenges that we have to face, but I'm confident we can do it together and develop our partnership even further as we meet the challenges we're about to face.
The administration has announced new steps to hold the rail industry accountable for accidents like the one that happened in East Palestine, Ohio. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Good Morning America.
Things that we're doing at the Department of Transportation to raise the bar, things that we need help from Congress to do in order to hold rail companies accountable, and things that this industry needs to do differently.
The Supreme Court is taking up its first case about a federal law that's credited with helping big companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter to protect themselves from lawsuits over the content on their sites. This is ABC News. More moves in Israel toward major changes to the court system.
After a seven-hour stormy session of parliament, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling majority passing the first reading of two bills in a contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. One revokes the Supreme Court's ability to rule on basic laws or related amendments. Those serve as a constitution of sorts in a country without one. The other bill politicizing the appointment of judges, giving the ruling government an automatic majority on the selection committee. The bills face two more votes in the coming weeks before becoming law. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
And there's a new deal to put one of the most popular video game franchises on Nintendo consoles. Microsoft today has announced an agreement that Call of Duty games will be available on Nintendo the same day they're released on Xbox. Microsoft is facing challenges in Europe over its agreement to buy Activision, the publisher of Call of Duty games. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's primary election day in Wisconsin. At the top of the ballot is the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. There are primaries for mayor in Madison, Green Bay, and Racine. The Outagamie County Executive also faces a primary. In Milwaukee, 20 people are running for three seats on the city council. Today's top vote-getters move on to April's general election. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the University of Wisconsin should pay for its own free tuition program. Voss tells the Daily Cardinal student newspaper he doesn't expect lawmakers to agree to pay for tuition for some students. The UW's Tuition Promise program pledges free tuition for students from families making less than $62,000 a year. In sports, ESPN reports the Philadelphia Eagles interviewed Jim Leonard about their defensive coordinator job. Leonard was the Badgers' defensive coordinator and former interim head coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Ah, signs winter may be ending in Wisconsin. The snow is melting. Robin's returning. And Milwaukee Brewers spring training games are underway.
Wow! What a finish to this one!
Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and WISS 1100 AM is your place to catch every inning, every game, and every win.
Listen on your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Ooh. You know, I've heard somebody say just the other day. I love, love ain't around. People trying to find a way out, trying to find some peace of mind. And where you might, you might begin to see some of the things you've been trying to find. Look at California. Look at California. Look at California.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I really do sometimes shake my head with what takes place in this country and why we don't focus on things that should really matter. We focus on a lot of things that don't matter, should not matter. But then we don't focus on the things that should be prioritized. Here's an article in mental health, and it says American teenage girls are experiencing high levels of emotional distress. And it's by Maura Dungan. And you have to ask the question, any society that does not protect its women, its children, its girls, any society that doesn't prioritize the girls of that society is a society that's doomed for failure. Because if the girls who wind up becoming women and wind up having the children and rearing the children aren't protected or valued, then it, you know, you don't have to be a genius to understand that you're in a system that is doomed for failure. Now, what's going on with young girls in this society that we all don't know about? We all know what's going on with young girls in the American society. We point the fingers at what happens to young girls and women in the Muslim society. Well, they have to wear burqas. They have to cover themselves. You know, they're treated as second-class citizens. And they can't be educated. And all the certain things that we point out that takes place in the Muslim way of life. Failing to see how sexualized girls and women are in this society. How thingified young girls and women are in this society. Who are we to point our fingers at any other nation and how they treat their women? When you look at us, when you look at this country and see what we've done to women and girls, young girls being molested at early ages and overlooked. And overlooked, young girls not knowing their value. Who did that? And why don't we address those issues? We know it's happening. What is it about our country that things that we know are wrong, that we don't have the courage to address? Who thingified women in this country? And why is there profit in the thingification of women? Now young girls who aren't protected. Look, young girls are dying from suicide. Not in central cities, even though it's happening there, but in rural areas, in suburban areas, everywhere. Black, white, rich, poor, because it doesn't matter what the condition or the environment that we live in this country, is to thingify women. And so young girls don't understand their value unless they're taught properly what their value is. And what is their value? Not just to be, you know, a producer of babies. No, not just, you know, you see it in a Kim Kardashian, right? Here's a woman who women want to be like. Well, what is Kim Kardashian famous for? Well, you know, her body. You know, and so that's what she's famous for. Her and her other sisters, and they become billionaires from the thingification. She's not wealthy because of, you know, how smart she is. She didn't gain her wealth from that. In this country, we know how she gained her wealth and her sisters along the way. Well, that's a high standard for somebody to have to live up to. But in this society, that's it. Hey, let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, my friend, how are you doing? It's been a while.
Yes, it's been a while.
And I'm taking this is a tough discussion that I'm trying to take on. We may not hear from any other women, but, you know, so be it.
Well, you know, I tell you this. You were talking about muscles, right?
Yes.
But many people don't know that multiple wives was designed by Muhammad to save girls. Because, and this is where you are right on point, he needed to save the humanity of the society he was invading, Islam, too, right?
Right.
Because it wasn't very, very merciful society. So what he did, because of a dowry, what the family is supposed to be giving with the girls when they married to a husband, he made a law that if you are taking second, third, and fourth wife, the family is not obligated, to pay dowry. Otherwise, families who had girls were killing them at birth. So by making that decision, he saved girls. So they're not going to be killed at the birth, but yet had an ability to grow up and marry it and produce, as it looked like in this society, a production of a next generation. In Russia, another example, where we're talking in America, the most progressive and most humanity advocate. We just start talking about having 3 months of
I don't know. Did we lose? Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. And the society where we just start talking about 3 months after the pregnancy, and we still just have 6 weeks. In Russia, females have paid 3 years maternity with safe workplace as of 1917. And we're calling that society barbarian. So where we really stand? And I absolutely understand the girl's position, because besides the point that from TikTok, we're talking about 11 years old, 12 years old, trying to figure it out, their orientation, whether there are, what kind of, they don't even know what the sex is. They don't even know what the love is. And we giving them ability to go on TikTok and looking at the new kind of sexuality, like Fury, for example, where they're talking about that they're half people, half animals, bisexual, homosexual. They are 11 years old. Come on now. And you're getting confused because you're looking at the model of your family. You're looking for somebody who hopefully look like your father, because it's supposed to be a male model, right?
So, Corina, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
In Wisconsin, we want elected officials who serve our communities. We want laws that protect our basic human rights. On February 21st, there's a primary election. Let's come together to vote for judges who uphold our rights and local officials who champion laws that protect our families. Let's empower our families and friends to vote. Visit vote411.org to learn about the candidates and find unbiased election information for the primary election on February 21st. Visit vote411.org.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life,
and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 29. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 22.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go back to Karina, the Center for Disease Control reports findings on mental health paint a disturbing picture of American youth in a state of emotional catastrophe. Compared with pre-pandemic levels, teenagers are more likely to experience persistent feelings of distress or malaise that interfere in their lives. They are more likely to think about suicide and more likely to attempt it. They are more likely to report experiences of interpersonal violence, from bullying online and at school to being threatened or hurt with weapons, to fear of violence that keeps them from leaving their homes, to sexual assault and rape. There's no question from the data that young people are telling us that they are in a crisis. Kathleen Ether, the CDC's Director of Adolescent and School Health, told National Public Radio. Schools are among the few places where American teens are able to access mental health services, and the report suggests a recommitment to school-based interventions as part of the solution. Those school counseling budgets are already stretched thin, and outside resources are prohibitively expensive and overbooked. The report emphasizes on schooling that has some outlets to speculate that the pandemic, with its added stress and uncertainty and long quarantine periods that kept children away from school resources, may have contributed to the increase in mental health problems. Karina. So girls are in a crisis in this country, and young girls, and who's going to address it? I mean, where is it as far as priorities are concerned in this country? And this, and for people like CJ, this is not in central cities. This is everywhere.
And Earl, I'm with you, because I thought, honestly, that the moment Supreme Court did that, that the women of America are going to blow up and stay quiet. I mean, how stressed out it, and economically we tied up to in our lives that we do not even have an ability to go out there and stand up for our own girls? I'm so confused. I'm so confused what's going on with this society, Because nobody for no matter comes out on the streets and do something. Instead, we have people talking about what kind of toilets we're going to build, what kind of animal we have to protect. I understand maybe it's all important, but I mean, my friend have 11 years old girl. She started the school after the COVID remote schooling. First week she came in and she's like, "Mom, I'm confused. Everybody in the class talking about whether they are bisexual or homosexual or furries." And she's like, "And Mom, who am I?" She's like, "You are staying home. This is it. We're done. It's not. It's scary to send your kids to public school. There is no control of the information, and there is no protection for females in this society at all. There is no protection. If I'm 13 years old and I'm getting raped, that there's a question about whether I didn't provoke a man. There's a question about
So Karina, you know, part of it is you see the kind of clothing, right? I mean, you know, people may get angry with me, but they can't argue with whether or not it's truth or not that I'm telling. You know, the design right now is see-through clothing, right? Have you seen that? Or am I just the only one who, I mean, women actually go out with see-through clothing, right? And so that can't be a good thing in a society like ours. And yet people should be able to wear whatever they want to wear. But for heaven's sakes, as an adult, you can do that. But girls should not be, you know, have access to that. Children should not be wearing those kinds of things. Well, it's America. We can wear what we want to wear. Well, you know, you put these children in a situation that is not safe for them in an environment, you know, where we have men who can't control themselves. We know that to be a fact. And yet we sacrifice our young girls to that way of thinking in this country. That's got to be changed. It may not be what people want to hear, but nobody can argue with me that that's not healthy. And if it's not healthy, then why won't we address it? Well, you know, on my radio show, we're going to address all sorts of things that need to be addressed. Because the answer to all of it is, you know, these young girls are in many of them in a horrible state of mind. And if young girls are damaged by the time they're young girls, what are they going to be when they become women? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Hey, Corinna, thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. President Biden met with Poland's president in Warsaw during his trip, marking 1 year since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President Biden reiterated the importance of this alliance as the conflict moves into its second year.
There's a lot of challenges that we have to face, but I'm confident we can do it together and develop our partnership even further as we meet the challenges we're about to face.
The administration has announced new steps to hold the rail industry accountable for accidents like the one that happened in East Palestine, Ohio. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Good Morning America.
Things that we're doing at the Department of Transportation to raise the bar, things that we need help from Congress to do in order to hold rail companies accountable, and things that this industry needs to do differently.
The Supreme Court is taking up its first case about a federal law that's credited with helping big companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter to protect themselves from lawsuits over the content on their sites. This is ABC News.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Highway departments across Wisconsin are gearing up for some busy days. Meteorologists are predicting 3 back-to-back storm systems over 4 days. Road crews recommend if you need to drive while the roads are being treated, stick to the popular roads if you can. Those get cleared first. And if you come across a snowplow, give it enough space to operate. Ultimately, if you don't need to drive, stay off the roads and let road crews do their jobs. Today is the spring primary election, which determines who appears on the ballot in the general election April 4th. Races include nonpartisan seats for Wisconsin Supreme Court and local municipal and judicial races, conservatives defending their 4-3 majority on the Supreme Court, Democrats trying to flip control to liberal justices for the first time in more than a decade. The race comes in a year when the issue of abortion is prominent after Wisconsin reinstated an 1848 ban on abortion, which does not include exceptions for rape or incest. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
A man to do, oh baby,
baby,
I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby,
baby.
Every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look out, it's coming in your direction, and I'm gonna make you love me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about the fact that we in this society had better wake up and understand what is happening with our young girls. And the fact that we're in no position to lecture any other nation about how they treat their women when you look at how we treat ours. No question whatsoever. And that doesn't mean that the crazed men that are out here get a pass, right? Well, you know, she shouldn't have been showing it. Well, that doesn't give you a right to do anything that with your crazy self. That, well, you know, well, she wore some see-through. What does that have to do with you putting your hands on anybody? But we live in that kind of society. Let's go to Cassandra from Middleton. Hey, good morning to you, Cassandra. How you doing? You know one thing about me. I'm willing to talk about real subjects, right?
You are. And I just wanted to follow up with Karina, who was very brave to voice her opinion and say something that many women are afraid to say. And we have put our girls at risk. And I would say one of the reasons why has a lot to do with the white feminist movement. And I don't know if you recall the Me Too movement.
Yes.
Where it originally started as a way to protect young adolescent and young teenage girls. It was a venue for them to find healing after being victims of sexual abuse from adult males. Well, that Me Too movement was hijacked by a bunch of white feminist radicals, and it became one on sexual assault and other issues that had nothing to do with protecting female young girls. And so one of the reasons why our young women are under attack is because we as women, we are not doing our job to protect them. And in many ways, females have been silenced. I'll give you another prominent example, which is the transgender movement. I support someone who wants to transition. However, I have a problem with biological males, even if they transition, moving into segregated spaces that are designed for women to heal and also that should protect them. And for some reason, women have been encouraged to remain silent. If you recall the swimming incident with Leah Thompson, this the transgender
yes.
male who transitioned, the girls on that team from Penn State, they were told by the athletic coaches and the administrator at Penn State not to go out in public and voice their discontent with having Leah on the team, because if they said anything about Leah and her transition, it could possibly jeopardize their employment opportunities down the line. So being a female is under attack, you know, and it just doesn't end there. I don't know if you recall Ketanji Jackson Brown at her confirmation
hearing Supreme Court Justice, right?
And she was asked by Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, a senator from Tennessee, how do you define a woman? And I was just so disappointed with Ketanji Jackson Brown that she was unwilling to state what a woman is. And so we are in this really odd space where we are actually questioning what is a woman. Is it not any wonder our young female adolescents and teenagers are at risk? We can't even say you are a girl because of this. All of it is just in question right now. So, you know, until biological females get a backbone and they are willing to stand up our girls are going to be at risk. So
you know, Cassandra, I spent 12 years in the school system, Milwaukee Public Schools, and I witnessed girls who didn't know the value of their bodies or who they are. And mm-hmm. and you saw that at very young ages, and that destruction of these young girls. They've been molested, they've gone through all sorts of things. And that's yeah. not an aberration in this country, right? We act like that's an aberration. It's not. It's almost like a rites of passage that young girls are going to be molested in this society. And so we've got to get beyond that. We've got to be able to protect these young girls, because they're going to become women. They're going to have the children, and they're going to be rearing the children. So to me, it only makes sense that we start protecting them. Am I right?
Absolutely. But it first begins by having a clear definition of what a woman is. Right now, it is going before the courts. We have many transgender rights individuals who are bringing lawsuits before the courts to try to change the definition of a woman. So until we get that figured out, our girls are going to be at risk. And I just don't know what else to tell you.
Hey, Cassandra, good stuff as always. Thank you very much. I always enjoy the conversation. Thank you for listening. Let's go to CJ. CJ, I know you not yet. I mean, can you have a conversation on this, CJ?
Well, I've been on hold for a while. You did change the subject, but yes, I can. I have four daughters. And the mere fact is that you did not respond to Cassandra's or the woman before her, that she spoke of her daughter coming home and going, "What is going on, Mom? Our first 2 weeks, they're talking about whether we're bisexual or lesbians." Or see, the focus, it took COVID to find out that we're now dealing with social issues, and that's where the parents have finally found out what's going on in our school system. So, very eloquently spoke. That woman could, the just recent caller, she could read a storybook.
Hey, CJ, CJ,
you don't come back on her the way you come back on me, because I've been saying the same thing to you, Earl, and you don't diss her.
Hey, CJ, you have not been saying the same thing. And let me say this to you, because as I began this subject, I'm talking about, and I didn't hear you add anything about it, I'm talking about young girls who have been sexually molested, who aren't confused about what gender they are, and a society that thingifies women, who are not confused about what their gender is. They clearly know what their gender is. And the fact that we live in a society that takes advantage of those young girls. I've seen it with my own eyes. So address that. Because you won't address that. Because that is 100% as a bigger problem than the other side of it. And so it's easy to move beyond the bigger issue, which is the fact that we have thingified women in the society. You don't want to address that part of it. But I'm telling you, the sheer numbers of young girls who are sexualized because they're young girls who may have developed earlier than others because of hormones in the food that give them breasts by the time they're 12 years old. And walking around with a dial in one hand and a sanitary napkin in the other because of the hormones that's in the food that then make them develop before they're ready to develop, and then men who prey on that. What do you say about that, CJ?
Have you heard some of the lyrics that these kids listen to?
I already know what.
Vilify them? Who vilifies these kids? Not me. They're abused, and these people that abuse them should be punished.
Hey, CJ.
So listen to the lyrics.
CJ, I said the society in which we live, right? The society in which we live. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Hey, Stephen, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Earl, I just want to start out by saying thank you, thank you, thank you a million times over for bringing this topic up. I feel like, you know, this topic is a topic that needs to be brought up and needs to be brought to the forefront. People need to start realizing that this is a problem in this country, that young girls in particular are having to deal with a whole set of problems that many of them, you know, aren't ready to deal with. And that does affect them throughout their life. And I think it's something we really need to start bringing awareness to. I think it's something we need to, you know, really keep talking about, because it is our jobs, you know, just as human beings, to make sure that each other is taken care of. And these girls that get preyed on by these, you know, horrible people, it affects them.
Yes.
And it hurts them for the long term. So,
well, and the other part of it, Stephen, is not only does it affect them in the short term, they are going to become mothers, many of them. And then are going to have to raise young boys and young girls. And we just move beyond it in this society. And, you know, it's not a big deal in this society. That's the point I'm talking about. That's the issue. And yet we, you know, it's glossed over. Well, you know, CJ, well, the rap music. I know about the rap music, man. I'm a part of a national organization that's called Clear the Airways Project, where we address all of that filthy music that creates an environment where young boys get their hands on guns and kill each other in the streets. Yes, I'm aware of what happens with the music and who's behind it. And who's the hidden hand behind putting that filth on the airways? Yes, I'm aware of that. We've got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. Steve, Stephen, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin's. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8. All across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond and listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS, 1100 AM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win. Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS, 1100 AM.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 29. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 22.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go back to Tom. Hey, Tom, what's going on? Thanks for waiting, man.
Yeah, well, I got to push back on Karina and also Cassandra. And that is that the public schools themselves are not teaching people about their gender identity. It may be a collection of people that are from outside the world at large, where kids are questioning their orientation or what have you, but it's not teachers that are doing it. If anything, teachers are saying respect everybody. And if they think that that means that people are pushing a transgender or a LGBTQ agenda, they're full of crap. I'm sorry. Nobody chooses what their orientation is. If there are kids that are questioning it, might not be a bad thing to question anything in life. So you actually become actually a more well-rounded human being, and maybe you'll have a little bit more empathy for other people. But no, if you really believe that people can be turned into LGBTQ, you need to ask yourself, can you be changed over to being lesbian, gay, or bisexual? I mean, I don't know.
Tom, hang on, Tom. Let's bring Corinna back on. Hey, Corinna, you say what to Tom?
Well, Tom, I didn't say that it's a school. I'm saying that the kids are on social media coming to school, start talking about, I was talking about TikTok, and Cassandra was saying that the school is also a socializing place for children when they share the information and experiences. And parents, on my side of the deal, don't know how to protect children from that, not from teachers. Teachers, no, nobody said anything about teachers, Tom. Just want to clarify. That's all.
All right, Corinna, thank you very much for the call. Tom?
Corinna, you have to understand that the public schools are getting beat up left and right on everything. And all I'm saying to you is that the way you just said it now is a little bit different than the way that you had said it originally. You said that you're going to take your kid out of public school. And I just want people to realize that the public schools are not making kids gay. The public schools are not making people LGBTQ. The public schools may be saying treat everyone with respect and dignity, that they may be saying. And if you are a parent that does not like the fact the way that the world actually goes around and social media and all these different things, then that's a different story. And that's something that maybe you guys can, you know, do yourself in terms of keeping your kids homeschooled or whatever. But please, let's not get confused in terms of blaming the public school, because the public school is just a collection of individuals that are at society at large.
And now,
in terms of what Earl's...
Go ahead, Tom.
And I was going to say, in terms of what Earl's saying, it's the parents, again, that maybe want to, you know, encourage their children to dress more appropriately. Some of it might be rebellion against their parents, who may be the very conservatives that we talk about. So, you know, it's one of those things where I don't believe kids have changed since that time in memoriam, except for now they're becoming a little bit more accepting of other people. And I don't see that as a bad thing.
Well,
I just don't.
So, Tom, so my point again was that, and the article's point, was that there are young girls who are really having a difficult time of this in this society, being molested, going through some horrific things, and you know, the TikTok and other entities like that sexualize them and put them before the world as things, as opposed to thinking human beings, is really, you know, we can talk about the whether or not somebody, you know, wants to transition or not, but that's not the majority. That's the exception. What I'm saying is we have a nation.
I would agree with you. I agree with you, and I would say that maybe it's time that parents put a lock on the phones or a lock on TikTok
no
or
question.
Social media.
I think your parents
but
really
don't put
knew.
The lock on the,
Tom,
don't
I think
put the
parents,
lock on the public school.
No, I think if parents really knew what's on those sites, they would not allow their teenage daughters to be on it.
And you know what? Maybe that these parents, especially these right-wingers, should actually be more concerned about what's on their own kids' personal phone than they are worried about what's taught in the public school.
And you know what, Tom? It's not just the kids in central cities. It's the kids in rural areas and suburban areas. It's the same when it comes to that.
Well, that's why they're so upset, because all of a sudden it's affecting their kids in the rural areas.
Right. Right. And suburban areas.
They didn't care when it was distance. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
I just wanted to put that in there because I believe Karina and I believe Cassandra are really great people, but I don't agree with Cassandra on a lot of things. I'm probably more progressive, and that's okay. But the thing is, the public schools are not, you know, making the kids LGBTQ.
Hey, Tom, man,
and
thank
I'm
you.
I'm so tired of hearing this stuff that I got to speak out about it.
Thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. You know, thank everybody who made the show go. As always, I'll be back on tomorrow. And, you know, it's another wrap. Oh, go out and vote. Got to go out and vote. And we'll find out. We'll talk about the outcomes on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's always
good, man. You're really doing a great job. See you guys tomorrow.
One more thing. They got a cat that's out the blues, talking about paying some dues. People walking around saying, oh, it's me.
Who's playing guitars? A thousand color lights. People are telling you this place is really outside.
You can have your fortune told. You can learn the meaning of soul. I can't see this place but blow your mind. Don't you know it's
right around the corner.
Get your Brewers sponsorships, hip!
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS AM 1100 and 97.3 FM is your home for Brewer baseball in Oshkosh and the surrounding area. Tie your business into one of the most popular sports franchises in the state. Become a sponsor of Brewer baseball. Call our sales office at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. Tell them you want to be on the team.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV...